Al Jazeera America correspondent Josh Rushing says there's a lot on the line in the Pinokies.
The stakes are very high. The economic stakes for what it would bring to that area, or the environmental stakes for what it could do to that area.
Rushing says the fight over what could be the largest iron ore mine in North America is more than economic. It's also a cultural clash led by the Lake Superior Ojibwe bands.
You know, they're part of the American landscape, and honestly, they're a part that's you often wouldn't know they were there if you just watched mainstream media.
Rushing and Milwaukee-based producer Brad Lichtenstein have been working on this for Al Jazeera program Fault Lines for several months. Lichtenstein says they spent more than 2 hours with Gogebic Taconite spokesman Bob Seitz.
When I saw him there with his young son, it changes the context a lot. You realize that from his perspective, too, it's also about future generations. So when we go up there, what we discover is a world where the stakes are enormously high and people's connection to what's going to happen up there is deeply emotional.
Another compelling aspect is the man behind the curtain, coal magnate Chris Klein, who owns GTAC.
Klein, you know, is known in the media as King Coal, has mining interests all over the world. He's the largest operator in mining. So what's happening here is part of a much bigger picture.
An air date for the half-hour documentary hasn't been set. It'll air in the summer or fall on Al Jazeera America and English networks. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.